You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Workplace culture is always changing, and lately there are a lot of conversations about creating holistic work environments. Things like yoga and meditation rooms are gaining popularity in the business world, but what about bringing spiritual advisors, counselors into your workplace?
Lately, more and more businesses and corporations are bringing chaplains onto staff or into the workplace. Some employers say it allows employees to bring their whole selves to work and maybe increases productivity.
Here to tell us more about workplace chaplain programs, we have Steve Cook, owner and founding chaplain at Capital Chaplains, an organization based in Middleton that provides chaplaincy services to companies in the Capital region of South Central Wisconsin. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob and Veronica, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, when a lot of people think of, when I think of chaplains, I'll think of, a hospital, prison, Father Mulcahy on MASH. How about corporate settings? How do chaplains fit in at a work site?
Well, actually, it's very similar to those other traditional forms of chaplaincy, but the people that we serve are company owners, managers, and employees. So it's providing care, but in the workplace, not in the military or the hospital setting.
And again, in that military, hospital, prison setting, I think a very stressful environment, maybe tragedy or, a difficult situation of one sort or another. What kind of concerns do chaplains at workplaces find themselves talking about?
Sure. Other forms of chaplaincy are in crisis mode most of the time. That's by definition why they're there. Workplace chaplains, we're in first responder or crisis mode about 5 to 10% of the time. So the majority of the time is spent coming alongside employees, owners, and managers in the everyday stuff of life. So it's providing care with the everyday burdens, not always a crisis. It's not always a negative or a challenge. Sometimes it can be something to celebrate and something to rejoice as well.
And I've seen these chaplain assistance programs, I think they're called sometimes, compared to employee assistance programs where a company might have the sign that says, hey, if you need help with the stress in your life or something, call the company's 800 number or something like that. What are the advantages of having a chaplain on site to something like that?
Yeah, great question, Rob. We get asked it quite often. So an EAP or employee assistance program is set up to provide care for employees and their household or family members. In the Madison community, typically a good EAP would have a response rate of about 6 to 7%. That's actually very good. Our own Capital Chaplain statistics show that 65 to 90% of the employees of our client companies receive care by the chaplains in a given year. And that's really two reasons. One is it's relational in nature, so our chaplains are on site every week developing relationships with the employees or their family or household members. And then it's proactive, so we can catch things early on as opposed to waiting until something, a problem is full-blown and the pain level is through the roof before somebody's motivated to call an 800 number or go to a website. So it's an extension of an EAP or an employee assistance program. The CEO of a company of about 500 employees described it as an EAP on steroids.
One maybe obvious stumbling block people might think of is there are a lot of different religions, different spiritualities in the world. The chaplain, him or herself, will be from one of those. But how do they work with people of, say, if they're a Protestant Christian, somebody from a different denomination or a Catholic or somebody who's Jewish or Muslim or atheist? How do they cross those boundaries to help people out?
Sure. Another great question, Rob. So chaplains are trained to help people of all faiths or no faith. Okay. We provide, in many cases, in fact, probably 90% of the time, we provide what we term just generic human care. We show up. If somebody's in jail or they're in an emergency room someplace or there's been a family conflict, they just appreciate human assistance. Their values don't particularly come into play at that moment. So most people, when the chips are down, just appreciate another human being coming alongside and providing real care. Now, for those about 10% of the people, of employees that ask for spiritual guidance, if it's within our faith tradition as a particular chaplain, then we can provide care. We are trained very effectively that if it's outside of our particular faith tradition, then our job as a chaplain is to refer them to somebody who can help them. So it works very well, and the effectiveness is very good when everybody follows those guidelines.
We're talking to Steve Cook about workforce chaplain programs. He's the owner and founding chaplain at Capital Chaplains of Middleton. Now we'll hear about a particular chaplain program, one at Tyson Foods, which experts say is the largest known publicly traded company that has a corporate chaplaincy program. Joining us now is Mike Tarvin. He's director of chaplain services for Tyson Foods. He leads over 90 workplace chaplains employed by that company. He previously served as a chaplain with the U.S. Army. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Rob and Veronica. I appreciate being on the show.
Well, Mike, walk us through how the chaplain program works at Tyson Foods. Why does the company provide this? How is it supposed to help employees there?
Well, you know, and Steve gave some great background, fantastic answers about chaplaincy. Tyson Foods, similar intent. Our employees, we call them team members, and our chairman at a point in time about 2001 decided that that would be a great benefit to offer our team members to provide the same kind of services that Steve just talked about, making sure that you know, team members can bring their whole selves to work. That was a big thing that John Tyson wanted to provide, that you didn't have to check your faith at the door of the plant or the company, that you could bring your entire being to work.
And how did employees respond that when that was brought on board? How do they respond now? Have people really appreciated having this kind of access to a chaplain at the work site?
Yeah, it's really grown, Rob, since those first days. We started with just a few chaplains, and like you said at the beginning of this part, we have over 90 chaplains now, and it's really embraced by the operations management part, and the team members respond well. You know, Steve talked about, you know, the percentages, and we're right in that same ballpark in terms of a large percentage of our team members take advantage of the chaplains.
On a practical level, how does this work? If I'm working at a Tyson plant, can I schedule a chaplain break on my shift, or do I schedule something for after my shift? How does that work?
Well, yeah, generally speaking, we try to meet with our team members during maybe their lunch break or dinner break or right after one of their shifts. Sometimes in an emergency situation, the supervisor will actually say, hey, why don't you go talk to the chaplain and see if maybe they can help you? But primarily, our team members are there to work and make a living and produce a product, and so we try to work in the midst of that.
I think sometimes there's a sense of discomfort about religion in a workplace or other public places, for that matter, where people don't want to bring up that religious side of their life, worried about controversy, conflict with people of different beliefs or no beliefs. Do you see a pretty solid comfort level, though?
You know, I do. There's always, I think, you know, they say, what are the things you don't talk about, religion and politics?
Right.
But people have grown pretty comfortable with it and trust our chaplains to be good on both sides of the fence, our team members as well as management side of the house.
Now, I could see somebody wanting to do something like this and saying, let's bring in social workers or psychotherapists or counselors of some sort. Why is having that spiritual sphere an important part of the equation?
So it is unique, and I know you and Steve were talking about the EAP side of the house. I think chaplains just have there's some common values, I think, that everybody has, respect, dignity, compassion, kindness, that they would like to see in the workplace. And I think chaplains, more than anybody else, are people who can kind of purvey those things and be advocates for employees and companies to make sure that happens.
And Mike, I got to ask before we let you go, you were a chaplain, we mentioned, in the U.S. Army. How do you compare and contrast being a chaplain in a military setting versus a corporate setting?
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities in terms of, again, kind of going back to what Steve said. So a lot of the military stuff is semi-crisis, but really you're just there to care for people. And so regardless of the setting, that's what the chaplains do. So I find personally that the great crossover, and it's been a great transition for me from Army life to corporate life and ministering to people.
Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Mike Tarvin, Director of Chaplain Services for Tyson Foods. Steve Cook with Capital Chaplains, I want to throw this back to you. Hearing Mike talk about what they do there at Tyson, is this a pretty common, I mean, this is a big company, this is a pretty common example, though, of how businesses are using chaplains?
Absolutely. I think what you see in John Tyson, who was the original vision caster and pioneering leader to start this, and keep in mind, Tyson is a large publicly traded company. You know, you heard Mike say 110 some employees or team members, a lot of regulation, and yet they figured out how to implement an in-house corporate chaplaincy program to benefit their employees. And my understanding is that the individual plant managers that have profit and loss responsibilities make the decision as to whether or not that plant is going to have a chaplain program. So this is supported by corporate, but it's the decision is made by the individual plant manager whose, you know, neck is on the line as to whether or not the plant performs. But coming back to the commonality, clearly our clients are not as large as Tyson Foods, but the place of commonality is that the senior leaders want to lead their companies holistically. So they don't just care about the employees and what they can bring to the company, you know, the value that they can bring, but they desire to serve those employees in a holistic way. And that includes allowing employees to be themselves at work. So in Tyson's case, creating a faith-friendly environment, which is wonderful. And that's, I think, a pioneering form of leadership that we're seeing more and more throughout this country. It's wonderful to see.
We're talking about faith and spiritual advice at the workplace, specifically chaplain programs at what appears to be a growing number of American businesses. We have Steve Cook of Capital Chaplains based in Middleton with us.
And we want to know what you think. Should chaplains be brought into the workplace? Do you work somewhere where there are chaplains on staff? Tell us about your experience at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Again, that's 800-642-1234.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking with Steve Cook, owner and founding chaplain at Capital Chaplains, an organization based in Middleton, Wisconsin, that provides chaplain services to companies in the area.
And we want to know what you think about this idea of chaplains in the workplace. Do you work somewhere or have you worked somewhere with a chaplain on staff or a visiting chaplain? Did it help? Hurt in some way, or just didn't seem to make much difference? Tell us what you think about having this sort of spiritual advice, a chaplain in the workplace, or call in with your questions about how this works. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to a caller now, John in Lake Halley. John, hi.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, what did you want to bring up, John?
Well, the fact that I am not religious, and what about the other religions that might not feel comfortable having only one religion actually portrayed at their workplace? I would feel uncomfortable working at a place where I had to pay lip service to a false god.
John, thanks a lot for the call. We sort of touched on this, but a little different wrinkle there, Steve. You said chaplains are trained to work with people of different faiths. But for people of a different faith or no faith, the fact that that chaplain is with a particular denomination or religion might seem like a message. Like, that's the way we're going as a company.
Yeah, John, a very good question. And again, most of the work that we do is in the broad human care category. So faith does not become part of the equation. We show up and we provide care. Again, as chaplains, we are trained to respect people and to respect their beliefs. So if it happens, if we're talking with somebody from another faith, that's fine. And we can affirm them and we can encourage them. Again, our job as chaplains in the faith arena is to provide assistance to that person, regardless of their faith background or no faith background, and get them the help that they need. So In practical terms, it really does work very well. When permission is extended, when an environment is created, where there's an openness to communicate about the real things of life.
John, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Can you talk, Steve, about, I guess, the right way to introduce this concept to a new work site, bring in that first chaplain and let the staff know what's going on here?
Sure. So typically, because chaplaincy, workplace chaplaincy is still relatively new, it traditionally is started, initiated by a senior leader that makes a leadership decision. We then typically communicate the program or the benefit to all the employees in either a large gathering or small groups. We have a time where we give the overview, features, and benefits of the program, talk about how it's going to work, the mechanics. Then we have a time of question and answer. And then we simply say, in the very near future, the chaplain or chaplains will be on site. Feel free to engage them if you'd like, or not. Again, the program is voluntary, paid for by the company. And sometimes we've had people that have engaged chaplains at the very conclusion of that first employee meeting. They've got something they want to talk to a chaplain, and they feel that either she or he can provide assistance for whatever they are carrying, whatever they're going through.
Talking about chaplains at the workplace with Steve Cook, owner and founding chaplain at Capital Chaplains. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been in a place where there is a chaplain to work with, at a hospital, prison, in the military, or, as we're seeing more and more, in workplaces? Have you been? Are you a chaplain yourself? You can join in at 800-642-1234. Steve, in the reading up I did on this before the show, a common theme seemed to be, this is not about conversion. The goal of a chaplain is not to convert anybody to their faith. That's an important part of this?
Absolutely. We are there to provide care for the employees. So we show up. We do life together. We refer them to people in the community that can help them. For those people that do have a spiritual question, if it's within our faith tradition, we're happy to go there. We're chaplains. But again, we're also more than willing to provide care, provide service to people, and get them the help that they need.
I wonder if some people think, well, why would I want a chaplain work? If I have a question related to my spiritual needs or the counseling I might need from a spiritual environment, why wouldn't I go to my own congregation, my own faith leader?
Very insightful question, actually, Rob. When you think about it, as a culture, the workplace, as conflicted as it is for many people, is their primary place of community. It's where they spend most of their time. You know, we as a culture are getting away from, I think, unfortunately, families as being the primary place of community, neighborhoods, or even houses of faith. It could be argued that social media is becoming the primary place of community, but I think the jury's still out as to longer term whether that's a true form of community. You know, is it replacing real-time, you know, relationships? So the workplace, again, is becoming the primary place of community for many people. What better place than to provide care for employees? And I might add, you know, business leaders are deciding to implement a chaplain assistance program because they feel it's the right thing to do in terms of their leadership, their stewardship of those employees, but they're also doing it for business reasons. You can build a case that there's reduced turnover, employee turnover. You help employees with their personal stuff, and they will be better employees. And we've seen it. They have much greater loyalty than to the company, which is good for business as well.
I'm going to bring in a couple more callers to weigh in on this. Cassandra is with us in La Crosse. Cassandra, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to add that I have a chaplain at my current employer, and to kind of piggyback off of what the previous caller just said about having the chaplain be most concerned about faith, I feel like our chaplain is there to talk about faith if we want, but also to talk about personal things in our life. And I just wanted to say that I really enjoy that because he's there for us. Our company has provided him for us. So our company is concerned about our feelings and not so much particularly in this case about how it affects business because they're paying for it.
Cassandra, thanks a lot for that call. I want to go straight to Chris with us now in Mayville. Chris, hi.
Yeah, hello. I wanted to call in. I've worked at a place, at a business with a chaplain before, and it was extremely helpful. And I think what was most helpful about it was that, you know, work can be a place where you're afraid to share your insecurities. It can be a place where when you mess up, you're afraid to let anybody know. And it can create a sense of isolation and sadness. And, you know, you don't feel like you can talk to the boss about it. And a chaplain can be the bridge to make that happen.
Interesting, Chris. Thanks. And thanks to Cassandra as well. So that's how this is supposed to work, Steve?
Absolutely. Thanks, Cassandra and Chris, for speaking about your experience with workplace chaplaincy. Yeah, there are, in any given time, any given community, there's stuff happening in people's lives. And some of it is a result of bad choices. Some of it is just a result of circumstances. And the key issue is whether or not people have access to help and access to resources. The reason why a chaplain program, I think, works so well is because if an employee is embarrassed by something, they may or may not want their employer to know about it. If they're into some kind of addiction, they know they need help, they'd like to get help, but they need their job. They're not going to go to the boss or go to HR and ask for help. Mm-hmm. Whereas a chaplain can. Keep in mind that all of our discussions are confidential. And so whatever an employee shares with a chaplain is not reported, even if it's illegal, is not reported to authorities or to owners and managers mm-hmm. and to supervisors.
We'll leave it there for now. Steve, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Rob and Veronica, for having me.
That's Steve Cook. He's owner and founding chaplain at Capital Chaplains based in Middleton. They provide chaplain services to companies in south central Wisconsin.